This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 1, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Mix of clouds and sun today, temperatures in the low 80s. With the legislative session winding down in Boston this past weekend, WCVB-TV is reporting that House and Senate Democrats have reached an agreement on sports betting, on pro and college sports, and a bill to improve access to mental health care. The city of Beverly has won an $800,000 grant to assist in the purchase of the former Roland's Seafood property on the waterfront. The Salem News is reporting that Mayor Mike Cahill is saying the land will be used primarily for parking, but the story also indicates that once the sale goes through, there could be additional uses for the property. Residents of Swampscott are being asked how the town should spend $4.1 million. The Daily Item is reporting that the town is asking residents to complete a questionnaire on how they should spend the money received from the American Rescue Plan Act. Lynn celebrated Latino Culture Saturday as hundreds attended events on the Common for the all-day annual Latino Festival. The event is sponsored by the Without Borders magazine. Dave Rogers is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News that Newburyport's longtime Department of Public Services Director Anthony Vernari recently submitted retirement papers and will be stepping down in February. Later this week, check out MSO News Sports for a feature on an independent movie theater in Newburyport. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports. The Red Sox beat the Brewers yesterday 3-2. Tonight, they open up a series in Houston against the Astros. The Navigators lost to the Westerners 3-2 yesterday. Their season has ended. Marblehead Race Week also wrapped up on Sunday, and Nick Giannino of the Salem News has a solid story today on the golfing Emmerich brothers of Swampscott and their success on the links this summer. Christian now headed to his senior year at Holy Cross, and Aiden is an incoming freshman at Michigan State. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.